today it is officially 90 days until the end of the year. So it seemed like a really good opportunity to talk about how you can make sure that you hit your goals for the 90 days. Now, the reason I mentioned 90 days, it's something that I learned from Gemma Wendt about setting 90-day goals, because they're a lot more achievable when you think about it in 3 months' time rather than, say, a year's time. But it's also long enough to achieve quite a bit, have quite a big of an impact in your business and also in your life. So the first thing you need to do is sit down and think, where do you want to be by the end of the year? What do you want to have achieved? Do you want to have more clients on board? Do you want to have more passive income coming in? Do you want to have a better work-life balance? So think about it in a really tangible way, not just I want to be happier, because it's quite vague and you can't measure it very easily. But perhaps you want to increase your income by 15% or bring on a new client each month. So think about where you want to be in 90 days. And then break that down into 3 monthly or 3 30-day goals. So what are the kind of 3 things that you could do to achieve that goal? And then break those monthly goals into weekly tasks. So it breaks it down into a much easier method. So for example, if yours is to bring on a new social media client each month, or a new copywriting or a new web designer client each month, what do you need to do to get that client? Do you need to make sure that each week you're doing something in your marketing plan towards it? So are you sharing testimonials? Are you being visible on LinkedIn and sharing what you're doing there? Are you going to networking events? So think of all the things that you need to do to achieve that goal of getting a new client each month, or whatever your goal will be. What I would then recommend you do is make a habit every either Sunday evening or Monday morning of sitting down, reflecting on the previous week, and then working out what you need to do this week and plan out your week day by day. Don't get to Monday or Tuesday or whenever you start work and be like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do this week. Have it all planned out so that you know what your tasks are to hit your goals, plus all your kind of client work that slots in around that as well. And then it becomes part of your routine rather than something that you think you must do in order to achieve those goals at some point. And my final tip is create little rewards that you can have throughout that. So in my Facebook group, I ask everybody to come up with their kind of top task that they need to do this week, their frog, which is the thing that they don't want to do but they need to get out of the way so that they can do everything else, and their reward. So I encourage people to reward themselves every week. So with your goals, you might want to, your 90-day goals, you might want to look at some of the slightly bigger tasks and build little rewards in. So if you're braving networking for the first time, reward yourself with a nice trip to a nice cafe afterwards for tea and cake. If you land that client each month, treat yourself to something kind of like a business book that you've been looking at, or a piece of tech that you're looking at. Obviously, you don't want to go crazy and cancel out the income that you've just earned. But you need to be treating yourself in the same way that if you were in an employed job, you would be offered bonuses and things like that. You sometimes need to offer yourself that incentive and be a great boss to yourself. One thing that's really important when it comes to your 90-day goals is getting some accountability. So I have launched a 90-day coaching program that's going to kick off on the 1st of October, so very, very soon. It's going to be a 3-month coaching. So you'll get 3 90-minute coaching sessions, one-to-one with me, where we can work on setting your goals, making them really achievable, and you'll have that accountability from me to get them. You will also get access to a private Facebook group for the group of people that I'll be taking through this. So you'll get that kind of group accountability as well, and you'll have someone there, a whole group of people who will cheerlead you on and also support and offer advice. And finally, I'm going to be offering 3 months free access to my freelance lifestyle, which is my membership for freelancers, which has everything from templates for your terms and conditions, email templates for asking or telling your clients that you're going to be increasing your rates, dealing with pitching, improving your freelance confidence, finding new work. There's so many bits and pieces in there. Some exclusive interviews from people like Kerry Watt, who talks about how to use PR as a freelancer. So there's lots and lots of really useful information in there. And basically, I want to make sure that you really, really achieve everything you want to by the end of the year, instead of having those goals languishing on your to-do list, never done, and carried over into 2019. If this sounds like something you want to do, do drop me a message, hello@emmacossey.com, and we'll get you booked in. So those are my three tips. I would love to hear what your 90-day goals are going to be for the rest of the year. What do you want to do by the end of this year? How do you want to finish out the year? And then you'll be able to start, make a fresh start for 2019 as well.